The Goldfinch, written by Donna Tartt, read by David Pitou.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Mother, for Claude. Part 1. The absurd does not liberate. It binds. Albert Camus. Chapter 1. Boy with a Skull. 1. While I was still in Amsterdam, I dreamed about my mother for the first time in years. I'd been shut up in my hotel for more than a week, afraid to telephone anybody or go out, and my heart scrambled and floundered at even the most innocent noises. Elevator bell, rattle of the minibar cart, even church clocks tolling the hour. De Westertoren, Kreitberg, a dark edge to the clangor, an inwrought fairy tale sense of doom. By day, I sat on the foot of the bed, straining to puzzle out the Dutch language news on television, which was hopeless since I knew not a word of Dutch. And when I gave up, I sat by the window, staring out at the canal with my camel's hair coat thrown over my clothes. For I'd left New York in a hurry, and the things I'd brought weren't warm enough, even indoors. Outside, all was activity and cheer.